What's up, y'all? Thank you for listening to LLP Media, the radio. I hate TBC, who is now back on the podcast. Y'all introduce yourselves. We get this shit cracking. I'm sick of your old ass.
It's TBC on the mic one time. How y'all doing?
Hey, y'all. It's Monroe.
We can hear you today. Go ahead. Sorry.
And I'm Deano. I'm new to this, but true to this.
This podcast is going to be exclusively to welcome our new anchor, Deano, who will be featured on the radio, the Battle, the Culture Battle Rap podcast, as well as the Men's Corner.
I'm definitely going down real soon.
And I'm looking forward to this. I've never done a podcast before. This is going to be beautiful.
I know, right? You get to listen to yourself talk.
That got to be hella awkward.
It is.
I don't know what that's going to be like. I don't know what my voice sounds like to other people. So it's going to be interesting.
Hey, you were raving about the pod. Now you get to be on the pod. Yay!
Hey! Ho! Hey! So let's actually, the first thing I want to talk about is something that TBC brought up to me is the fact that why do we continue to call him old?
Yeah, somebody tell me that. I want to know. Why am I?
He got frosted mini wheats in a giant ass bowl.
First of all, look here, green eyes. We ain't gonna go through all this. Ain't nobody tell you to tell people what I got in my bowl.
The reason why we call TBC old, it has nothing to do with his age. Has absolutely nothing to do with his age, but everything to do with his mannerisms. He talks like an old ass man. He listens to old ass music like an old ass man. He eats fiber.
First of all, frosted mini wheats is the only thing I eat that's fiber, really, and that's because it's got frosted on it. That's why I eat it. It's sweet. I'm like a big ass. Okay. For y'all who don't know me, and the people who do, I drink coffee. A lot of coffee. And when I drink coffee, I gotta have like 30 packs of Equal, 30 packs of sugar, and like 7 shots of espresso. That's just how I do my coffee. And that's the only reason I'm eating this Frosty Mini Wheats, because it's sweet as shit and I like sugar.
I know you're married to me.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. We just gonna, okay, we gonna accept that one real quick. I got a side question. Wait, I don't drink coffee, so isn't Equal sugar?
No. It is an artificial sweetener, which is supposed to be 2 to 3 times more sweetening than regular sugar. And it's supposed to be bad for you, but,
He don't give a fuck, because he thinks he's Wolverine. Monroe, can you confirm that TBC thinks he's Wolverine?
Look, honestly, he fucking showed me this fucking cut he had on his hand, and he's like, yeah, it was deep as shit, like, 2 days ago. And I'm like, but it looks like a scratch. I'm confused.
now, wait. May can confirm that I get cuts, bruises, and lacerations, and them shits be healed close the next day, don't they?
Okay.
Don't they?
Yes, Wolver T'Challa, they do.
Wolver T'Challa. I'm not doing this with you.
So, Deano, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about you, where you're from, how you stumbled across us. Give a little history about yourself so we can get to know you a little better.
Okay. I'm going to start off with, listeners be advised, getting to know me is a very difficult thing.
Yeah.
So I've known Monroe and May since high school. We all went to high school together. Me and Monroe have some very terrible stories about being in high school together. A lot of bad decisions that we are very proud of.
Yep.
I love tacos more than life and human beings themselves.
That's tequila. That
is like my best friend. Sorry, Monroe. Tequila overruled you. I grew up, born and raised in Chicago. You may not be able to know this, but I am of African descent. I'm actually claiming to be Nigerian now. My sister did ancestry and found out she's Nigerian. And since we got the same mother and father, I'm going to just say I'm Nigerian too. But it sounds better than saying I'm black. Besides from that, I'm growing out my locks.
Yes. I feel so much spiritually closer to you, my brother.
And quarantine is the best time to do it because can't nobody complain about it. You'd be like, they're like, why are you growing your hair? Why you haven't got a haircut? Ain't no barbershop open. All secret. I'm growing my locks. That's why. But I just don't want to tell my wife. Oh, yeah, I'm married, by the way. We've been married for 2 years. She's not here right now, so I can say anything I want to say right now without her knowing.
Until she listens to the pod, of course.
Yeah, then, you know, I ask for forgiveness, you know? You know how that works when you're married.
Uh-huh. Don't ask for permission, just ask for forgiveness.
Just what most podcasters do. You got to be like, you can't even be mad at that, babe. That was last week.
That's exactly. I'm a plead innocent on everything. And nope, then if it's something really bad, as a husband, ain't nothing a foot massage can't fix.
There you go.
That's some bullshit. I hate my feet being touched. He tried that shit. He got kicked. It was bad.
Honestly, hers ain't a foot massage. Hers is a lock massage.
Don't rub my head. I get sleepy. Come on.
Hers is a lock massage. It works out
great. See, everybody got their secret weapon. You know, get yourself out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys.
That's a good part of life.
Before we delve into the new up-and-coming podcast that we have coming out, can we just talk about this basic podcast trip we're going on in October? Because a bitch is excited.
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited.
Very excited. I feel like it's going to be a whole lot of motherfucking shenanigans going on. And I can't motherfucking
wait. This is why people make it old. A whole bunch of shenanigans going on. You heard that? Don't hit me.
Wait, no. In his defense, that word has made a serious comeback over the last, like, 2 years, man. People really starting to use the word shenanigans a lot more. Because it's just so fucking fun to say the word shenanigans.
The younger motherfuckers cannot because they can't spell the shit. It's our generation that's bringing it back. Come on, Poison Ivy, speak it.
No, that just sent me on a midlife crisis. That means we're the old ones now.
Speak for yourself.
You can't have a midlife crisis. Right. Wait, you can't have a midlife crisis. You ain't even midlife. You all are two. Talking about
quarter life. Okay.
You ain't even quarter life.
Shut up, Grandpa.
How old are you turning this year, Monroe? 26?
Why you guys say that to people?
I don't know. Is that a Christmas mug in your hand? Is that a Christmas mug in your hand? Yeah. You're breathing the snow and all over Chicago right now.
In April.
You don't want that damn bowl.
I stole me some mini wheats.
So now we all have a reason to be judged right now. Past the mini wheats, she got a Christmas mug and a full jug of Tampico out of the jug.
Hey, what flavor is it though?
This is tropical punch.
Nice.
You gonna say it's watermelon because he black?
No.
Wait, he would have said red.
It looks pink over here.
Deanna, where'd you go?
This shit is very delicious.
Well, your camera is gone.
I can still see him.
We cannot. Let's see. Did I do something?
Is it because you trying to say it's dark in my house? That's what it is. I know what that meant.
No, like literally, all we see is your profile picture. But okay, nevertheless, Monroe, your camera is fine. We can see you, boo.
I was cleaning it.
Well, Monroe, why don't you kick us off and talking about the podcast that you're starting, Pop Culture.
Pop. It's gonna pop.
That 2 year old thing that I was saying right now.
May, hi. Why are you looking at me like that?
If everybody could see your face right now.
I know.
It tells a story.
Oh, sorry.
I was talking with her the other day when I was telling her she was on a podcast. She's like, this is going to be my tagline. Hey, guys, May hasn't fired me yet. And I was just like, that's some bullshit.
See, shenanigans right now. Those are shenanigans.
Tell me about the goddamn podcast.
So, we're going to talk about all the gossip. Right, we're gonna talk about my obsession with Maluma. I'm gonna bring on.
They can see you, baby.
I think we should do this with video. We should do a video podcast.
Oh my god!
On YouTube
for this shit right here.
Your obsession with Luma. Go ahead.
Maluma, yeah. Baby. I love him.
All right, so before we carry on, who the hell is that?
Thank you. I'm glad somebody asked.
I showed it to you. I showed him to you last time.
You show? When was last time?
Who's that buff Hispanic dude who be singing? Like the real buff one? And when you look at him.
I like most of them are like real buff. They show some.
And his eyebrows is like arched. Really
they, all their eyebrows are arched. I don't know.
That was descriptive.
I'll send you a picture later.
Send a picture to the podcast group chat.
We need a faster chat. Like we need one that's like instantaneous. Cause y'all be saying this shit, and I don't get that shit 3 days later. Shit.
Who here doesn't have an iPhone?
Oh, guess what? Guess how I feel right now about your iPhone.
Don't touch it.
It's already broken.
Fuck you. Go ahead and finish your damn podcast. Okay.
So yeah, so we're gonna be doing interviews. We're gonna play 20 questions. I'm gonna have Mayjay on there a bunch to keep annoying her. You know, it's gonna be fun.
Once again, if y'all could see her face right now.
It's been 12 years of this shit.
Damn, that sounds like a long time, man.
Damn, y'all only at 12? It's fucked up.
And this is why motherfuckers think you old. Like that. Damn, you're 12.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah. Liana, why don't you tell us a little bit about the culture, the battle rap podcast that you're gonna be made like anchoring?
Okay, so our biggest topic is gonna be everything going on in the battle rap culture because a lot of people don't realize battle rap is a really, really growing part of the culture and music right now.
Speak, brother.
It's coming out of the underground, but still has the underground feel to it. And a lot of people have never been exposed to it. When you say battle rap, everybody thinks of 8 Mile and Wildin' Out, which is absolutely horrible depictions of what battle rap is currently in today's world.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to try to bring to light all the things to highlight the good parts of that part of the culture and try to leave out some of the bad parts. Okay, there's a lot of vulgarity. But you know what? It's an artistic expression that we use, so we're not gonna dwell on word choices.
Just do what you gotta do. I like that. I'm looking forward to pop culture and the culture. Battle rap. Excuse me. Stop touching my hat. Deano and TBC, can y'all tell me a little bit about the men's corner?
Men's corner is gonna be everything that you wanna say, but you can't say because your wife's around. That's really what it's gonna be. We're gonna talk about every little thing we can get our hands on.
And then, for a husband, that is amazing for us because we've met those times where we can like, you know what, we're gonna say today.
Exactly. If I want to talk about this woman toes, I'm gonna talk about this woman toes. Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna talk about it. It's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Okay. We're just gonna talk. There's been a lot of feet talk going on today.
You know what? That's a very important part of a relationship.
It is. You gotta have nice feet in a relationship. You can't be out here ashy. You can't be walking around starting fires. If you walk around on the carpet and you picking up pieces of the carpet with your toes because your toes is crusty, you shit.
You also can't just like take your socks off anywhere and just start throwing them like anywhere you want, and then I gotta go through trying to do laundry picking up socks throughout the whole goddamn house.
You're gonna try to find mates? I don't know where none of the socks is that I done bought last week. Now I gotta go buy more socks because I can't find the mates to the socks that I had.
And let me tell you what I do. Somebody's stealing. I'm a wonderful wife. I mismatch our shit on purpose.
She does. She walk around with mismatched socks on purpose because that's her style.
Man, me and you have to get... Man, what is with women in there? At some point, we're going to talk about that on the men's.
They don't give a shit about their feet. I don't understand it.
They do not care.
They don't care about shit when they go on their feet. As long as they go on there.
Thank you guys for introducing the men's corner. Another guy on the podcast. I swear to God. He's like, yeah, they ain't going to be ganging up on me no more. Me and Tiano. That's exactly the vibe.
We got, man, no, it's funny. When I was listening to, like, I shit you not, every podcast. That's what I do at work because I work overnight. I have my headphones in listening to the podcast. I spent 3 days listening to all the podcasts. And I was ad-libbing on behalf of TBC every time. Every time y'all started some bullshit, I'm like, nah, man, don't let them. Nuh-uh, they're not about to do that. Can't nobody even hear me, but I'm like, you know what, nuh-uh. My people at work looking at me like, who is he talking to? I'm like, man, don't worry about it. Just know I got TBC back.
All right, guys, so then Let's Talk About It is basically my pod where we talk about the more serious aspects of artistry, the background life of an artist. I'm going to continue to host and anchor that. And then the radio is what you're now listening to. And that's going to be all of our podcast anchors getting together, just talking about a whole bunch of bullshit, because that's what we love to do.
Wait, who loves to talk about bullshit? We are professionals.
I don't know. I love talking about bullshit. I'm a professional bullshit.
Professional shit talkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Professional bullshit.
That's a real fact. That's a real fact.
There's some good ass water right now.
So since we've got Deanna on the podcast.
Oh, what are you doing? Water.
Hey, hey.
I know
what I got to
I shit you not. I forgot for a second that y'all could see me. I'm like, bro, these pineapples about to be a hit right now. I'm struggling to open them and shit. I'm trying to put the phone down so I can like really open them. Like then all of a sudden I hear everybody laughing. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Oh shit, they can see me.
You. And Deanna, since you've listened to some of the things that we've talked about on the podcast prior to, why don't you bring up something you want us to discuss all together so we can get some new perspective in?
I think this is kind of predictable, but I was very upset at some of the things on the Let's Talk About Sex podcast, okay? First things first. Hey. I don't know what the wheelbarrow is, but I've been Googling that shit trying to find out what the wheelbarrow is.
Well, that was the first one.
Yeah, I know.
So the wheelbarrow. So when you get her down, right? Some people can do this right off bat. You know, they're flexible enough to just jump into the position. Some people got to get into all fours first. You grab them by their legs.
Especially if you're TBC's age.
First of all, I'm very flexible. Okay. Flexible shit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about my business over here. Anyway, you grab them and you got to penetrate them while the legs are in the air, ass up. Now, you can do it the other way, but then it's no longer the wheelbarrow. What the hell?
Yeah.
Is
position.
Or pretty much what it is. And then you can do it in many different ways, forms, and fashion. My favorite way is to put them on the banister. They hold on to the banister and you got to stretch them out. Come like a sheet. I watch shit. You know, I'm watching. It's okay. And it's a wonderful thing. Look, I'm preparing for honeymoon number two. You just ruining some shit. Just keep going with the podcast. Don't look at me like that.
You know, wait. You know what? This is what I want to add on to that. Just because of her facial expression. Just because of her facial expression. The only thing a lot of women realize, okay? I don't like that women judge men for watching porn.
Don't judge me.
First of all, I just want to make it very clear. I wasn't judging him for watching porn. I actually am okay with him watching porn. I watch porn too. It is what it is. I was judging him because of the lingo and the way he was expressing his fucking message. You get mad when motherfuckers call you old. But you finna air her out like a towel? Like, we don't do that shit.
You can't say that. You remember, what was their name? Mimi and whoever from Love and Hip Hop surfing on the board in the shower.
Yeah, got the shower rod.
Hell yeah. Had everybody breaking their bathroom down.
No, they had the chunky woman up there with that shower rod that don't really stick to the wall.
Boy, I'm so sick. That shit was the funniest shit. You saw the motherfuckers with the ones that you got to twist, that push against the wall, and motherfuckers were trying to hold on, hang on that shit.
The tension shower rod?
Hell yeah, that's what it's called.
I got one of them. That's how I know I ain't trying it.
Mm-mm. We got one too. I don't know why.
I look at it and be like, nah, that ain't the move.
That's a trip to the hospital. That's what sex sent me to the ER. That's what that is. That's the next episode.
I love that show. I
How I got a shower rod in my ass.
Why you gonna spray that shit to the fire department when they busting your damn your house?
That'd be the first time the fire department have a Snapchat for that shit.
Hell yeah, I got
They're like, man, Instagram got a see this shit.
Okay, Deano, give us something else that you heard that you wanted us to kind of touch on.
Okay. I don't want to bring you back down to a dark place that you were in, but when you were talking about artistic expression and what is and isn't acceptable with artistic expression, I felt that, and you definitely felt that. Your emotion was through the roof on that one.
I would just like to say I get some type of I go on these tirades on podcasts sometimes, and then TBC be in there rubbing my thigh like, calm down, calm down. And I'm like, nah, fuck them.
Like, hey, we're gonna put that on the segment. We're gonna call it Ashley's Corner. That's what we're gonna do. That's a new segment.
What's my name?
May's Corner. Look at him. Can I just address something? Is anybody else in this bitch hot? I am hot as fuck right now.
I mean, I'm always hot.
I think if we all said yes, we'd all be saying yes for different reasons.
Yeah, probably. It's hot as fuck in this house, though.
I mean, I'm all.
She the only one not hot. She got on a whole hoodie.
It's cold as fuck in this room. I don't know.
Goddamn shame. Everybody else got on t-shirts. You got on a whole hoodie.
I hope you all know that I'm going to be video documenting our trip together.
I'm cool with
that. And posting this shit, because it's going to be funny as hell.
That means we need to make us a YouTube.
We have one. We need to get shit on it.
Damn. We need to go ahead and fill that up, then.
Subscribe to the channel.
Hey, we need a GoPro.
I got stocks in that shit.
Hey, I'm gonna just be honest. I'm gonna tell everybody. if y'all want to donate to the LLP Media Radio Podcast, you can Cash App us $1.55 per listener.
Y'all who can't see my motherfucking face, I'm gonna hell with the most seriousness. $1.55. Where did the 55 come from? It's either gonna be $1.50. You can't even do $1.50 on a goddamn Cash App.
That's why I said $1.55, so we'll receive $1.50.
You can't do $1.55. You only can do a dollar amount.
No, that's not true.
When they changed that?
A long time ago, old ass.
Okay, you already know I'm calling me an old ass.
$1.55. Boom, y'all.
She that's just that. Sat there and fucking that showed him that you can. You
know how much I use Cash App. I don't use Cash App.
No, my question is where you just get that amount from, though. That was a random ass amount. That's still running through my head. Where'd you get $1.55 though?
What can you buy with $1.55?
Monroe, will you tell them about my numbers?
Let's talk about this. Back in the day when everything was cheap as fuck. Remember when you got a quarter bag of chips? Y'all might not remember this. Y'all might have been about three, but it's okay.
Hey, whoa.
I don't know how old Deano is, but I know how old y'all is. I know,
man.
You are.
Little Debbie cake used to be a quarter. You get a little quarter juice, a pack of nylators.
Yeah.
Man.
A pack of nylators. Yeah, that's it.
Yo, pack of nylators.
Wait. Remember when you got a bag of quarter chips and it was a bag of quarter chips, but there was not a lot of air? There was chips in that bitch?
Yep. Now you're an invisible chip.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got five chips in a dollar bag.
No, they give you, a dollar bag, right? They give you 12 chips. And then, so that right there is 25 cent worth. The rest is just smells. You paying for smells like motherfucking, what's that shit called?
Jimmy John. That's a fact.
Ooh.
What? Nothing. You said you're paying for smells. Why you got hand sanitizer?
Man, I got hand sanitizer in the crib, in the car.
True.
Man. That's you gotta stay sanitized out here. Shout out to all the essential workers.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
you hear me?
Shout out to me and TBC being essential workers.
Yep. Shout out
Fuck
to
you.
No, I should just stand in the building. I don't like coming to the bank. Y'all just be looking out the window like this. I want to go home.
You wish no one would fucking come in.
I ain't gonna lie, my wife just came back from the bank right now. No bullshit. She just came back from there.
I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that. What you called it? What I sent y'all earlier, but I can't say the name of the bank. I want to talk about how they finessed that shit out.
Hey, let's not get me fired.
The goat. The goat. That's all I know.
Since we're talking about quarantine and like being essential and shit, what's the one thing you think is going to drive you crazy while the world is still not normal?
What do you mean?
The one thing that's going to drive you crazy, staying at home, people, what's going to drive you crazy? What's going to make you go mad?
I'm saying I still go to work every day. It still, it seemed normal. You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of motherfuckers looking at me like I got the cooties because I come in somebody's house. That shit is so irritating. Stop looking at me like they look at you. Come up to the door and knock on the door, and they look at you like you finna kill everybody in the house. We lost one.
Well, me personally, the only thing, well, there's one thing I'm tired of and one thing I really, really love. Have you noticed ain't no traffic nowhere?
Oh, I'm loving that.
Bro, no matter where I go, it's smooth. It could be 8 o'clock in the morning. I could drive to Chicago, downtown. It'd be no traffic. I don't know. Quarantine, keep that up. Keep that same energy when y'all right. open up the
like, I need everybody to start going back to work. But I'm loving the fact I still have 5 minutes before I need to be somewhere.
I hate how people think certain things are essential when it's very specific. Do not come out your house unless you have to, right? Why the hell are you coming out the house to buy picture frames and shit? Do not go to a store and the only thing you get is picture frames. I understand paint, plumbing equipment, a plunger, regular things. But I'm so annoyed with people not taking this serious when they say stay in the house unless absolutely necessary. I just don't like it.
And that's essential for them. They got to put all their pictures in frames. who still got regular pictures that you can put in the frame?
That's what I was going to say. I ain't seen a picture.
I don't even own a picture I can put in the frame.
Hey, Angle, I got a few of them because my wife is really big on decorating and decor type of shit. So every time I do something wrong, that's one of my gifts to like makeup. I found like a real cute moment we had and make it to a picture and put it in the frame. That's one of my go-tos. Hey, you remember this, right? Let's share this memory forever and put it on the wall.
Hey, low-key, another segue to Man's Corner real fast. But,
oh, God.
When I get on May Nerve, I get on May Nerve, I go ahead and go buy her one of them real nice day planner books with notebooks. I'm gonna tell you why. You get the ones that they have back in the day. I mean, real back in the day, like 1886, where they had the tie on it. You tied it up after you was done with it with the pen.
Now I know the leather bound ones and shit.
Yeah. So I go get her one of those, but she loves paper. She loves to write. That's what she does.
See, so, I thought you was going in a whole different direction because when he really get on my nerves, he brings me a watermelon.
I can think of one good reason you wouldn't say that.
We're going to enter that all the way up.
I can think of a good reason why he wouldn't say that. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No.
Why? Because we black?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Water fruit is my favorite.
Let it go.
I didn't say pineapples.
Hey, don't judge pineapples. Them shits is delicious.
That's how I feel about peaches. I'm one of them peach people from the South.
You like Georgia peaches?
Mm-hmm. From the South.
Okay, sorry.
I don't like watermelon. I'm going to just put it out there. I don't like watermelon.
I don't like watermelon either. I'm not a watermelon fan.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love how juicy it is when you bite into it.
Mm-hmm.
It just, like, slides down your throat.
No, wait a minute.
Wow.
That's
the reason not to like it. Pineapple eats you as you eat it, so...
Back in, huh? What'd you say?
Pineapple.
Pineapple eats you as you eat it.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's the sexiest shit.
I was just about to say so.
You're not a pineapple as you eat it? What the fuck?
It's definitely my favorite fruit now.
No, I don't think y'all heard what he said. He said, are you 69 and with a pineapple as you eat it? That's exactly what my...
That's basically what it is. You getting eaten while I'm eating you.
I just did. On video.
I want y'all to know that this video is going everywhere.
I took a screenshot of him opening the fucking fruit cup too.
Wow.
I mean, I think that's almost as good as when we were potting. I got that picture, the screenshot of your mouth wide open.
Yeah.
She looks so hurt right now.
I'm mad as hell.
Imagine this watermelon situation. Now, I think I stopped liking watermelon. I had a family reunion. I was eating a watermelon, and a bee tried to kill me.
Watermelon.
Yes, I'm eating a watermelon. You know how you biting into the watermelon and it's sick flying in front of your face? The bee flies up to me in my face and like hovers. So I swing at it, and the motherfucker chased me around the whole goddamn park. I never eat a watermelon again. Won't find me.
That was that bee black side. No, that was his black side. He wanted that watermelon.
I can't with y'all. I think the men's corner, Monroe, is going to be very entertaining.
You know, I told you they were going to sit there like if they were fucking chilling in some fucking lawn chairs just talking shit.
No, you are cleaning this up because she was talking mad shit about y'all. No, I want to hear
you say it last time.
I don't remember what I said.
I thought she was like, they're going to be like the uncles at the cookout.
I did.
When I got on our Crocs and shit.
Yeah, like with the sandals on. That's exactly
what I said.
Really? Okay. I don't remember the culture. I'm on your podcast.
You ain't started yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Deanna, if you put up one more time, I put my dude. Like, I've been trying to look
for a phone charger this whole time. I'm like, bro, I know we got like 7 chargers in here. I just can't find one right now.
Bro, when you look at your phone charger, I'm like, man, I know I have some chargers. Next thing you know, they all in the car.
I got one in the car. But I don't really want to go to the car, and then I gotta put my slides on, and I gotta walk.
No, that's what May do. Every time we go get in the car, she take a phone charger to the car. It's a phone charger in the car for her phone. She takes another charge in there. Okay. We never got no damn charges.
When I said that we was gonna have a podcast together, this did not become talk about neurotic female behaviors. It did not. Okay.
Monroe. But we will.
Monroe, I said,
that's trash as fuck. Like, y'all just out here attacking what we're doing. We're just trying to be extra prepared for shit. You know, what if the charger broke? What if it mysteriously fell out the fucking car?
Come on, sister.
Why y'all gotta go in?
You better preach, girl.
But it's plugged in, so it should never fall out the
car. Shut up, Tom.
Thank you. Like, where the hell is it going?
Leave it alone.
You know, we're gonna talk about that on Man's Corner, how women have a logic that makes sense to them. And they try to convince us it makes sense, but the whole time, no, it don't.
We know it don't make sense. But we just
it makes that, mm-hmm. total sense.
We be like, just so we can get back to the game.
You're right. Okay.
Just so we can get back to the game. Jesus Christ, I knew it.
I don't see no wrong with that. You know, priorities.
Why just saying, priorities. It don't make sense when I could be shooting at something.
Wow.
Just saying. Don't get mad at me.
I think that this podcast and this road trip is going to be a riot. Me, Monroe, and Deanna's wife, we all need to stick together on this trip because it's like 4 of them each. So it's going to be like 4 of them against the 3 of us. And we have to be very strong together in our womanhood.
Well, we already said that.
There you go. Women unite. I support that. I fully support
it. He supports it now.
I've been in the car with them twice at the same time. And that was for 10 minutes apiece.
We're great. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
It's gonna be a lot of shenanigans.
So who's gonna have the camera when we get on these roller coasters though? Because somebody's got to have the inside. No, you're getting on one. Two,
I'm
four,
not
three.
Getting on none of that.
Come on, no. Old man.
I don't like
just one.
Hey, you know what? You know what? So in all fairness, you know what? TBC ain't gonna get on none either. You know what? We gonna stick together on that. And you
all right.
No,
all right.
No.
I ain't scared of nothing. But
no,
you know,
come on.
On that one, yep.
Just get at least get on the Harry Potter one.
Nope.
See, you now you're trying to play.
I think about the Harry Potter one. I do the one with the Dementors. I do that one.
You wrote all of them. All like, right. How about this? How about we'll ride all the rides with them that aren't thriller rides? So the experience rides and shit like that, we'll do that. Technically, the Mummy is an experience ride.
No. You can kiss all my ass on that one.
That's a nice, juicy.
Wait a
Georgia
minute.
Peach.
Now we can't be putting this on the bottom. Listen.
He went to the car, y'all. This man. Hell no.
He's outside.
Let's see. Told you. And I bet if you look in the back seat, all of the charges are back down in the same spot.
No, he froze on my end.
Mm-hmm.
No reason. Now the funny part is, I thought, you know, if I put the phone on mute, nobody's gonna notice I'm going to the car. But once again, y'all can see.
No, we saw it. All right,
we got charged.
Finally,
we good.
That's what's up. Now, let's all make sure that we all have enough charges and shit for this trip.
Oh, I'm always prepared for charges. But y'all ain't got no phone like me. Y'all got iPhones. So y'all gonna be shitty. I'm sorry.
Can we just talk? Okay, Deanna, you cannot sit here wow. And by the way that this man talk, he don't sound old as fuck. I'm always prepared with the charges.
I'm 100% can say he don't. Because
oh my
y'all not gonna get me. Y'all not gonna get me on the this is TBC train.
I'm gonna say fuck it. I'm gonna embrace it. I have an old soul. I already knew I had an old soul.
So when we had a cookout, you gonna wear that cute little
hell button. Nah. You're not gonna get me out here in the motherfucking what that shit called? That fleece outfit.
Yeah.
He's gonna have his Bluetooth on.
Technically I always have my Bluetooth on. So
not gonna lie, I always got mine on too.
Right. Oh my
always.
God, I told you.
Hey, you know
why did we start?
No, I always got my Bluetooth on.
You don't want to get caught outside without your Bluetooth and your phone ring, and you doing some shit. It's fucked up. You don't want that.
Man, just hit the little button.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even do that. I mean, when I'm at work, I'm hit the shoulder on their ass.
Okay. Before we close out this podcast to work on our next one, is there any other thing that you heard on the past podcast you just kind of wanted to touch up on, say something about?
One thing that I really have grown to love about the podcast, not only is the fact that all of the content has meaning to it, like every podcast has some meaning to it, like every one that I listened to, I took something out of it, whether it's something I didn't know, like when you're explaining the lady whose body parts that they put on display.
Yeah.
Like,
I never knew that. And, like, I took something out of that. And I feel like every podcast I listen to, I take something out of. I really love that about all of them overall. And salute to you guys for that. Because a lot of people make podcasts and I listen at the end, I'll be like, that's what's up. But every time I listen to you guys, it's like, there's a message in it. And it's always something to take out of it. Not to mention it's entertaining as fuck. But there's always something to gain out of it. So, salute to you guys for that.
Well, thank you for joining our team. It's going to be so much fun having another guy on the permanent team. Like, you know, it was fun, like, heckling with TBC, but, like, after a while, he gave up. I'm like, damn, man, we need another dude to give him back his fire. So he don't just be sitting here like, yeah, y'all right.
I done got some great hair coming up.
Well, you was gonna be gray hair.
Damn.
I'm talking about all the gray hairs in your head.
That's because I fight the devils and I wins.
Nah, that's what you're gonna use.
Uh-huh.
That's what
we're gonna use. Let me tell you what. I get a replay every 6 weeks for my locks, right? We can't do that right now because we're in quarantine. So my hair is looking kind of stressful in the roots. This dude looks at me and goes, yo, you don't need a retie. You just need to tighten. You just need to tighten it up. Just tight. And then he like pulls at my hair. And I'm like, stop it. My locks are loose. So we keep having this continuous battle about my fucking locks because he played too much. I've never done anything to you to deserve this.
Oh, that's a damn lie.
I didn't realize whose team you on. Monroe.
I'm on yours. Right. But damn, never. That was a lie.
Have I ever done any of you all?
Motherfucker, I woke up with lotion on my feet and almost killed myself. Come on, what have you done to me?
That was so funny.
It was not bullshit.
He woke up sliding and couldn't figure out why.
She came in the room talking with me, first of all. She done walked around the bed four times. She done grabbed everything on the bed and flipping it around. Then she gonna walk past and grab the lotion like that's what she came here for. So first the shit on her hand, and the next thing you know, I feel this on my foot. Just rubbing. I feel about to sleep. I'm in the sleep mode. Next thing you know, I try to get up, and then she gonna talk shit, so I have to chase her. I was like, what the fuck?
That's some petty shit to do.
All fucked up.
I told you this was gonna be an entertaining ass 17 hours.
That's all right. She got the cleanest feet in the business. Like, nah, I didn't put that young.
He put hand sanitizer on my feet. Now here's a funny story. I come home. Tony was like, "Hey, let's wrestle." I'm like, "Shit, all right." I'm thinking he's talking about the, you know, bound chicken wow wow. So we go in the back room. Back room because we got a spare mattress back there. He put the mattress down. I'm like, yeah, we finna get it. This man tackled me, flipped me on the mattress, put my leg up, and holding me down on the mattress, talking about tap three times, tap out. I'm like, the fuck is going on?
WWE in the motherfucking house. You know? I told her what was happening, and she just didn't believe me. That was her fault.
I thought I was going to get my drawers wet.
But you did.
And my face was on the mattress. Like, I had makeup on. You see makeup smudged on the mattress. Was he dragging me?
No.
I'm going to tell you now. Somebody is going to be listening to this, and they're going to have the question, like, wait a minute. Did she say they have a spare mattress in the room? Not a spare bed, just a mattress.
We have a spare bedroom back there, but it's our office area. So I only put up the actual frame and stuff when it's time for people to come over and spend the night. So I take it down when ain't nobody here. So the mattress.
So we don't act like we don't know why that's there.
I can't fold up the mattress. That's all I'm saying. I can take everything else apart. The mattress got to say that. That's what it is. That's fair.
He left that there so he could throw it down and throw me on the bed like I was a damn feather or some shit. I have never been contorted the way he contorted me that day.
Hey, sometimes I like to get real nasty in the bed. Yeah, you gotta be real nasty in the bed.
One shit nasty about my foot touching the back of my head, you telling me to tap out. That was not funny.
In my defense, we had the same conversation in the same scenario when we fucking. So I don't know what you're saying. Your head still touching your head, and you still be, I still be talking about tapping out.
Let me tell you something. I have a lot of men in my inbox currently because I've been sharing a lot of my poetry. I need you not to publicly say what we do in our bedroom because that's not I don't need it. I be sending screenshots to Moroa. Like, what the fuck is this? And she be like, what the fuck did you do? I'm like, nothing. Help me.
That's bad, man.
That is what I told her. I was like, you got not fans, girl.
She do got fans. And they all of them are really hairy and Arabian.
We love podcasts.
We do, but I'm just saying, that's the people that's in your inbox.
My inbox clearly has a type.
Look, I didn't see what was in your inbox. Those are the same people.
I was like, God damn. None of them wake up the same time I wake up. Like, they midnight is my daytime. So they be sending me messages and shit while I'm sleeping.
It's super late at night. Her phone will zzz, zzz, zzz,
So then he looking at me like, who the fuck talking to you?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Why your phone going off like this? Because I ain't getting no messages, man. It ain't the damn group chat. But who the fuck is messaging you at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I am innocent in this situation.
That is a good question. That's a good question. I'll ask that question.
Oh, my God.
Because I know for a fact, if a man's phone going off at 3 o'clock in the morning, his woman about to fight him.
There's a whole problem. My phone ringing at 3 o'clock in the morning. My phone rang at 11:50 one time, and I got cussed clean the fuck out. Who the fuck is calling you at 11:50?
In my defense, I go to bed at 8:30. That's a cutoff time.
That was at the beginning of the marriage. We had just gotten married, too. I had a friend who I used to talk to on her way home because she worked at night.
This bitch got a husband. Why can't your husband talk to you on your way home?
Wait, whoa. Time out, flag on the plate. Okay. Do you know what her husband do for a living if he's at work during this time?
He could be asleep. He was with the kids.
She don't give a fuck. She better figure it out. Mine ain't it. Go ahead, finish your story.
Like we was doing some extra shit on the phone.
Finish the story.
I answered the phone and she's sitting right here. I mean, come on.
We can have conversations about you getting mad about stuff. I used to be a person who worked on the phone doing something specific.
Phone sex operator. Uh-huh.
And I would be doing it right now.
Yano's face.
In my defense, this is before we started making the money we make now. Life was a little difficult at that time. We fresh in the marriage, all our money was gone.
I was making some good money, and then after about 3 weeks of him seeing my checks and hearing the phone consistently ring, he made me quit.
The listeners can't see, but I'm raising my hand right now.
What's up, D? What's up?
We're going to have a segment where we talk about what is your limit on a job your significant other could have.
That sounds like a good-ass topic.
I'm cool with that.
Because me and the missus were watching this show, and, like, this lady, her, like, she had fans who had foot fetishes. So, like, she would do lives with her huge feet, like, crushing little toys and, like, they be sending her money to do random things with her feet and everything on some, like, fetish type shit. And she was making real good money. I was like, you know what? Okay, I can accept that.
I can get behind that. That I can get behind.
And then the limit came with when they started paying her, like, $500 to come over and massage her feet.
Nope, can't do that. You can't come to my house.
But she's, like, making $500 for 30-minute sessions for a dude to just rub her feet.
Nope, I don't care. That ain't for me.
No touchy.
He was very, thank you, you already know, no touchy. He felt some type of way. He was like, okay, so you worked at a sex store, which I did. I worked at a sex shop for a while.
That's what's up.
And then he's like, and you a phone sex operator? Hell no, you gotta quit. And I was just like, but we making money. I don't give a fuck. I was like, okay.
In my defense, right?
You don't even need a defense.
Well, also, on another note, is I used to be a sex ed teacher. Like, I used to teach motherfuckers how to fuck. So, I ain't have to touch nobody. I just had a lecture. You know, you tell people what they need to do. They ask you questions. Great time. Right? She got mad because I was telling people how to do this shit. And she was like, oh, hell no. Because all these bitches trying to fuck you now. I was like, what are you talking about?
But it was bitches trying to fuck
you. But it wasn't, though.
But it was.
But it wasn't.
We always, Monroe, can you please tell me that you don't know when a girl want to fuck you do, and then after you break up, it's the same bitch in his inbox talking about, I've always had a crush on you.
Oh, absolutely.
We didn't break up.
No, D, don't you, you heard all my motherfucking stories. Don't you do this bullshit.
Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Y'all know what that looking back was, okay? However, I'ma just say I'ma be honest. 90% of the time, okay, y'all right. Y'all be right. Okay, so what? Y'all be right. But that 10%, thank when y'all you. Be wrong, I swear to God, we smashing that all in your face.
That's
all
what I'm saying. It was the 10%.
But okay, so he can teach people how to have sex, but I can't talk to strangers on the phone who have never seen my face.
In my defense, I was talking to couples. I wasn't doing none of it. I was talking to the people.
Oh, that's completely acceptable then. He was
teaching. But it's the bitch who's in the. You act like you don't know bitches who are married or in a relationship who be sneaking out and talking to other niggas. I do. Don't do that.
I don't.
I got a whole bunch of bitches.
I ain't got no female
relationships.
I ain't got no female friends.
Fuck out of here. Yes,
you. I got one female friend.
Okay. I don't feel
it's the Christian bitches who are the nastiest. Don't do that. I used to be.
This is true. Girl.
I know. Yeah. Same. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Girls with the skirts to the ankles who be ready to throw it back and bust it open. Don't play with me.
and they really want the skirt down to the ankles, like man.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Lift it up, no panties on. I know what the game is. He look. I just want to say I don't think it was fair that you made me quit that job because I was making good money.
Well, now certain things money can't buy.
You're the face of a company.
Like a sense of peace. It's okay.
You know what really bothered him? He heard one of the conversations because I had it on speakerphone because I'm an asshole. I was like, hey, you want to hear how these niggas be sounding? He was like, yeah, sure. So I was on the phone and he looking at me. He's like, uh-uh. Oh, hell no. I was like, shh. He's like, no, fuck that. I was like, okay. Hanging up the phone.
You goddamn right.
I pay for this phone bill. You got these motherfuckers on your phone.
I don't know. You know what? We're going to talk about that on Man's Corner.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it.
Wow.
I created a monster. It's called the Men's Corner.
You right, have.
Mm-hmm. We're going to wrap this one up.
You know what I think is going to be the best thing about Men's Corner on a side note? It's not just going to be about us talking about the things y'all do we hate. We also going to give some perspectives that women need to look at from men's perspectives. Because a lot of times y'all don't be having the male friends to ask certain things. And y'all need a male's perspective sometimes, just like we need a woman's perspective. So we're going to open up that opportunity for y'all.
Yep, we're going to have an email where y'all just send y'all questions in. We're going to answer them on the...
I like that idea. I think that's great. But we're going to log out of this episode. Next episode, we're going to be featuring one of our comedians, Rico, as we're going to be talking about artists and when they've gone too far. We're also going to continue this conversation about things that people should not do in relationships. So we hope to hear from you soon. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Monroe. Thank you, Deano. And thank you, TBC. We're looking forward to all of y'all podcasts and the trouble you're going to start. All right. All right, hold on. Bye.
In a world built on art and unorthodox ideas, some run from their destiny. We've decided to embrace who we are. We are artists. We are the color that paints a black and white universe. We make the day-to-day unique, fun, and well, we fill it with life. At LLP Media, we work to bring art and expose local artists to those who want to hear our voice. Being a part of LLP Media means working with a team to create exceptional showcases and events for our community. Don't be afraid to share your passion. Come perform with LLP Media.